USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sentenced to life in prison for murder already, the three white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia 2 years ago will soon be standing trial again on federal hate crime charges. Jurors will have to decide whether the slaying of the running black man was motivated by racism. The sentences imposed by a judge on Friday in Glynn County Superior Court concluded the state of Georgia's criminal case in the death of 25-year-old Arbery, in which a jury did return guilty verdicts just the day before Thanksgiving. Now, on February 7th, the federal judge has scheduled jury selection to start in the three men's second trial in U.S. District Court. Chicago Public School classes canceled again, as the CEO of the district says cancellations begin on Monday and will run until, quote, we get some breakthrough in negotiations with the teachers union on COVID-19 safety protocols. And this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The three men who were convicted in a high-profile murder case in Georgia have now learned their fate when it comes to sentencing, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia got life in prison. Two of the three, Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael, got life without parole, and the third, Roddy Bryant, got life with the possibility of parole. Georgia District Attorney Flynn Brody reacting outside the courthouse following the sentencing.
For a young African-American male, this day means quite a bit because it tells me that America can meet its promise, that there is liberty and justice for all here.
Bob Dylan's lawyer is calling a sex abuse lawsuit against the singer a brazen shakedown. It claims that Dylan had an emotional connection with a 12-year-old female over a six-week period in 1965. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Sidney Poitier, star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, literally covered with a mountain of flowers as the legendary actor died Thursday at 94, a revered figure in the film industry, breaking barriers, becoming the first black person to win an Oscar for a leading role. Oprah Winfrey, Whoopi Goldberg, President Joe Biden, and former President Barack Obama, among those figures paying tribute to him on social media today. More evidence that movie theater attendance is continuing to drop, as according to a new Gallup poll, Americans watched an average of just over 1.4 films in a movie theater over the last 12 months. That's in comparison to between 2001 and 2007, when the average in the same poll came in at about 5 movies in a theater. This time around, 61% of the people surveyed said they hadn't been to a theater at all in over a year. Back in that earlier period, only 32% had said they'd seen no movies in a theater. 3 in 5 Americans have not been to a movie theater in the past 12 months, and that's widely blamed on the pandemic, but the industry's also competing with new at-home streaming options, as well as habits developed over the course of the pandemic that are keeping folks at home. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.